Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Winter Park. Thanks for sending in your questions. We got a lot of good ones. Let's get to some of the answers. Do you think Trey Waynes will start next year? Well, Trey Waynes did not start in 2015, but he was the Vikings leader in special teams tackles, and I think he got better playing defensive back as the year went along. Now, Terrence Newman, who started for the Vikings in every game last season, is set to be a free agent. So if he is not back, that opens up an opportunity for Trey to start. If Terrence Newman does come back, the Vikings have plenty of depth and competition at cornerback. The next question comes from Devin. Should the Vikings focus more on short passes than deep ones? Well, I don't think you want to focus too heavily on either as an offense. You want to be able to do both. Now, to throw passes deep down the field, one big thing you need is protection. So I expect the Vikings to work on improving their pass protection in the offseason. To focus on the shorter routes, you need timing and rapport between quarterback and receivers. Lots of work for the Vikings offense to do this offseason, but they have plenty upon which to build from their successes in 2015. What role does the starting safety opposite Harrison Smith need to play in a Mike Zimmer defense? Well, the beauty with having a guy like Harrison Smith is he has such a complete and diverse skill set that the other safety can be either a free safety or a strong safety because Harrison can play both of them. So that's the good news. Now, what you want opposite Harrison Smith is a guy who can be interchangeable. So you have two interchangeable safeties. That allows Mike Zimmer's defense to be even more versatile than it already is. Ken from Wisconsin has the next question. With the Vikings starting so many rookies in 2015, which ones will be starters in their sophomore seasons as well? Well, we'll start with Stephon Diggs and Eric Kendricks. They both started a ton of games in 2015 and were key contributors on both sides of the ball. We'll never forget the touchdown that Stephon Diggs had against the Detroit Lions in Detroit, one of the best plays of the year. And Eric Kendricks continued to make splash plays all season. But then you have Trey Waynes, who we already talked about, and Danielle Hunter. He played really well at defensive end on a rotational basis with Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin. It will be interesting to see what kind of improvements he can make in his sophomore season as well. Greg has the next question. Looking at Carolina's schedule, what are the chances we open on Thursday night in 2016? Or will that be Arizona? Well, as you know, the Super Bowl champions always open on Thursday night in week one. So in order for the Vikings to open on Thursday night, you need Carolina to win the Super Bowl. Now, if that happens, you have to look at Arizona as the likely game because the NFL loves to pit a rematch on that Thursday night game. That would be a rematch of the NFC title game. But if they choose the Vikings, you can certainly see why. Two teams with two young, talented quarterbacks, two head coaches who have their teams going in the right direction, and two really good defenses in Carolina and Minnesota. But we have to wait until April to find out if the Vikings will open on Thursday night. The last question comes from Darren in Lakeville. With the play of the year voting you guys have on the website, what was your favorite play from each phase of the team in 2015? All right, let's start with defense. By far my favorite play of the year was Chad Greenway's 91-yard interception return touchdown against the San Diego Chargers. First of all, Chad is one of my favorite Vikings of all time, so I love seeing him make a play like that. But secondly, that play pretty much sealed the game against the Chargers and gave the Vikings their second win of the season after starting with a loss to San Francisco. It was awesome to bounce back with two straight wins to get back above 500 at 2-1. On offense, I loved Adrian's touchdown run at Lambeau Field. Huge spot, huge game, physical touchdown run. That was a ton of fun. But my favorite was Stephon Diggs at Chicago, a 40-yard touchdown late in the game from Teddy Bridgewater that allowed the Vikings to get their first win at Soldier Field since 2007. Hard to not vote for that one. On special teams, I loved Blair Walsh's game-winning field goal against the Rams because Mike Zimmer took the wind in overtime, not the ball, and Blair Walsh made a payoff. But my favorite was the fake punt that Adam Thielen had at Lambeau in week 17. I love the aggressive decision by Mike Zimmer in a huge game, and it helped us win the division title. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6. But two things to remember. One, we're going to be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to me at the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. And in the meantime, make sure you check out our Best of Wired. We wired a bunch of players and coaches this season. It was great stuff, and we're going to compile the best moments into one video. You're going to hear from Mike Zimmer, Adrian Peterson, and Everson Griffin. Great stuff. Go behind the scenes during games from some of your favorite Vikings. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week.